Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. How can this be happening again? I ask myself this as I sit with my head resting on my hands. Why is my child freaking out? Why do they do this? I take a deep breath and remind myself that they need me more now than they ever did as a tantruming toddler. When my children were two, they would fall and I would let them cry for a while, give them a hug, and help them get back on their feet. Oh, how I wish it was that simple still. Now they cry louder, they scream back, and they blame me for their unhappiness. Yes, we have all been there. You're not alone. But are their fits that much different than from the toddler years? Probably not, except now they are more verbal and way bigger. As toddlers, I would never consider yelling at my two-year-old for falling. But I have to bite my tongue when my teenager is screaming at me. Instinct tells me to fight back. But I know I shouldn't. What would that teach? Yelling at my child does not teach them how to respect others. And taking away their electronics doesn't teach them compassion. Paying my child for good grades doesn't teach them about self-motivation. And telling my child, no, you can't do that, doesn't inherently make them understand what behavior is a yes. So instead of punishing our kids for bad behavior, we need to coach our kids to make more positive choices. Consider, we shouldn't discipline our child without teaching them the better behavior. We need to give our children the tools needed to replace their behavior with something more positive. Punishments only lead to a power struggle between child and parent. It causes a rift in your relationship with your child, and honestly, it is an endless battle of you versus them. And this is the mistake I see a lot of parents make. It's super common. We tell our child, no, you can't do that, or stop it. And we direct them to stop the behavior that they're doing because in our eyes it's bad or we don't want them doing it for whatever reason. And yet our explanation stops there. That's the mistake we make. By not replacing the bad behavior or the unwanted behavior with the behaviors that we are looking for. A lot of times we just don't take the time as parents to teach them what we're looking for. We assume that they just know it. We assume that they can figure it out, that it's obvious. And I'm telling you, it's not. So the next time you want to throw your hands up and pull out your hair because your child is acting in ways you don't understand, consider that they may not know how to act any other way. It's our job as parents to teach them. So the next time you find yourself saying, no, stop that, or don't do that, or completely just, come on, that's, no, you can't act that way. Don't replace the no. It's okay to say no, but follow up with directions on what you are looking for. What is the yes? What is the appropriate behavior that we want to see? Because we can't assume that our children can read our minds and that it's obvious to them. I hope that you pass this podcast on today to somebody who needs to hear it. It's such a common error for so many parents. I do it. Everyone does it. And it doesn't make us any worse parents. We just need those consistent reminders so that we can better ourselves. You are an impactful parent. I'm just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today, and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.